This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every night while the world is sleeping, there are groups of people that tap into their inner power that most people in the world overlook. I've seen brothers tap into this inner power and it helps them and gives them clarity while bringing them closer to Allah at the same time. That is tahajjud. In the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how this prayer can revolutionize and change your life. Firstly, understanding the virtue of this tahajjud prayer, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down on the last third of the night in a way that is befitting to him. And then he asks, is there anyone that is asking for me that I shall answer him? Is there anyone that is asking something from me that I shall give him? Is there anyone asking forgiveness for me that I shall forgive him? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to the one that is seeking these three things, that is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though it is guaranteed for the one that has the correct intention. The first thing is to understand that you will get the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And barakah is translated as blessings, but it is also really means al-khayrul kathir. It means a lot of good. So the blessings can be in different ways. Your attentiveness, the time that you spent, it felt like it was 20 minutes, but it was actually 5 minutes. You spent that time turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling upon him. You feared that you don't have enough time, but you said Bismillah and you did it, and it felt like an eternity because you were with Allah. Everything else was, you were detached from it. You didn't see yourself attached to anything else. You were focused. And that's the beauty of tahajjud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered upon al-Medina, what did he tell the people? He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam wa at'imu at'am wa sil al-arham wa salli bil-layli wa nasu niyam. He said, oh mankind, oh people. He's telling them something that at this time, it's important for them to know, because it's the way that he's introducing the Sharia to the people generally, even though they're waiting for him. But he's telling them important things that if they practice it, it will be life-changing. It will be that which will ultimately help the ummah, because it's preparing you for what's going to come in al-Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh mankind, spread the salams, spread the glad tidings, spread the dua, saying salamu alaykum and being peaceful. Wa at'imu at'am and feed the poor. Wa sil al-arham and connect your relatives. Don't part from your relatives. And pray at the nighttime when people are asleep to seek the barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when he received the revelation, it was in the nighttime. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says in the chapter of Al-Muzammil, when he speaks about the prayer, when he said, Inna nashi'ata al-layli hiya ashaddu wata'an wa aqwa muqila, that verily in the depths of the night, nashi'ata al-layl, it is the strongest means and the most upright way of reciting and receiving and mentioning the Quran and reciting the Quran and reading the Quran. Ashaddu wata'an, and wata' is steps. It is one of the best methods. Wa aqwa muqila, and the utmost right. With the upright speech, being that when you recite in the middle of the night, when you recite at the depths of the night, the Quran, the utmost upright speech, this is what can get you closer to Allah. And this is what prepared the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. This is what Allah ordered him to do in order to prepare him to be someone of discipline. And that's the next point. The discipline when praying this prayer. That when the man gets up in the middle of the night or the last third of the night, if he's married, his wife is going to eventually know that he gets up for this reason. It may be disturbing in the beginning, but when they say that you see, when she sees that you're generally consistent, when your mother see it, when your brother see it, when your children see it, or when they hear it, they know that dad gets up in the last third of the night. So what will that eventually do? Firstly, it'll bring a level of respect for you because you are practicing and being consistent in something that matters. Everyone that is Muslim and that understands tahajjud after hearing these ahadith or the verses in the Quran, they know that this matters. So when you're doing that, you take it into a level of importance, and this brings you discipline. The more that you're doing the beloved act by Allah, he will encourage you and entice you to do it even more. If Allah loves it, he's going to give you tawfiq. And that's interesting when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the most beloved actions to Allah are those that are consistent, even if they were a little bit. So being consistent in this tahajjud is important. But what's interesting is that when you do this action of discipline, waking up when everyone's asleep to show that it may not be easy in the beginning, but you're doing something that the majority of people on the world are not doing. That's where the treasures lie. That is where the treasures lie. Ibn Rajab, when he speaks about doing actions that most people are negligent in, he compared this to the month of Sha'ban with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Hadha shahrun yaghfulu anhu kathirun minan nas ma bayna Rajab wa Ramadan." He said that this is a month that people are highly neglectful of, and I love to fast in this month, and it's between the month of Rajab and Ramadan, which is Sha'ban, the eighth month of the Islamic calendar. When you do this, Ibn Rajab talks about this shows the importance of doing actions of worship that most people are negligent of. What will happen as a result of that? Allah will give you tawfiq. He'll give you the barakah. He'll give you the tawfiq and the success to do it again and again. And that increases your iman again and again. And that leads to the third point, that is a way of enriching your soul. That inner peace and contentment. You know, a lot of times when I talk to guys, you know, one of the things that I tell them is when they face problems with their family or work or sustenance or with another brother, I ask them if they prayed in the middle of the night. You know, have you taken the formula of success, the formula of contentment, the formula of inner peace? Yes, we have the five salawat, the five prayers that are obligatory. And tahajjud is not as obligatory as the five prayers, but knowing that that is a huge opportunity because Allah is testing your wherewithal. Are you willing to get up out of that sleep, out of that which you love, out of that which you need to designate yourself and to detach from that for something more beloved? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he talks about those individuals, the mu'mineen, when he says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. An ayah, when he says that their sides are taken off of their places of resting, calling on their Lord in fear and in hope, severe hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they're waking up in the middle of the night when everyone is asleep and they're enjoying their sleep, and some of them will fight to keep that sleep. You're waking up and fighting that desire to sleep for something greater. And that's what's beloved to Allah. And if it's beloved to Allah, He will put blessings in it. If it's beloved to Allah, He will make you more disciplined. And from the blessings is that it will make you more disciplined to where you won't even feel the pain and the anguish and the stress of getting up 1 hour, 30 minutes before Fajr. Rather, you are seeking the sustenance of the soul because you know it's there. So when a man does this, and he disciplines himself in this way, he feels that spiritual enrichment. He feels that inner peace to where he won't even feel drowsy even after that. He's ready to go and take over the world. He's ready to go and continue after tahajjud and wait till Salat al-Fajr. If we practice this the majority of our week, what do you think is going to happen? Ask yourself the question, what could I be? What could I be if I did this? And then ask yourself the question, why am I not doing it? Challenge yourself, man. Challenge yourself, brothers. Take yourself to that limit because you know that it's possible. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.